Okay, so akaranta, aha, when it ends with aha, it's akaranta pullinga shabda. Okay, akaranta pullinga shabda. So till now we did vakshaha, kurmaha, padaha, dantakurcha. It doesn't matter. Like if it is dantakurcha means it's a brush, even though it in our other languages we think it's a napunsakalinga, right? It doesn't. But because this goes in Sanskritam, it's by words. How will they end dantakurcha? That's how they are differentiated as pullinga shabdaha. Okay. Now we can move on to the next object. They end with am. Okay, am, kim, vimanam. These are all ending am. Usually they are all napunsakalinga shabdaha. Okay, they are neutral gender shabda padaha. Okay,
For
so we can
neutral,
start with.
we should not use saga or eshaga. We have to use tat, is it?
Ah, this is for napunsakalinga. Yes, saha for pullinga, right? Saha for pullinga. But first we'll memorize. We will just see, look at the objects first. Then we can do tat kim. Kim is for napunsakalinga. Tat kim, what is that? Tat. Etat means nearby. Tat means like far. It's pointing, right? But we can start with just the object so we get familiar. Okay, vimanam. Okay, you can just start repeating when you look at the objects.
Vimanam.
Vimanam. Vimanam. Pustakam. Pustakam. When you see am, right? When you see am, you know it is a napunsakalinga shabda. Okay? Vimanam. Lokayanam.
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 Lokayanam. Netram.
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 Nayanam.
Nayanam.
Nayanam. Nayanam. Vyajanam.
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 Vyajanam. Vyajanam. Urukam. Urukam.
Urukam.
Urukam.
Urukam.
Urukam.
Urukam.
Pushpam.
Pushpam. Pushpam.
Pushpam.
Pushpam.
Patram.
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 Patram. Parnam. Parnam.
Parnam. Dalam.
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 See, you see, like three Dalam. Words here, they have all mean the same, right? All mean like, they are like synonyms. So you can use any of them. It depends on when you are using. Patram, Parnam, Dalam.
Patram, Parnam, Dalam.
Dalam.
Jalam. Jalam.
Jalam.
Jalam. Jalam. Jalam means water. Jalam, water. Vatayanam.
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 It's a window. Vatayanam. Dwaram.
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 नगरं
सेवफलं द्राक्षाफलं
द्राक्षाफलं
नारंगफलं
कदलीफलं आम्रफलं
आम्रफलं
भोजनं
पयोहिमं
मीन्स् राइट आइस पयस मीन्स मिल्क Bias means milk. So it's that's why it's ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Payas, dugdam, kshiram, lot of synonyms are there. Okay. Yeah. Payohiyamam is ice cream. Okay?
Yeah.
Henakam.
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 Henakam means soap.
So, doubt, ma'am. Here we will not be using this as a fe. No, we have to only tell as a pe.
What was the question, sir?
Yeah, over there? We will not use as a fa. Fa. No, it is only pe. Only no, not fa. Pe.
Pe na kam.
Yes.
Pain.
We have to use as a palam only, no, not pha.
Yeah, same pha, but did you see the on top? There is a.
Fe, correct. Fe is there, but my question is, we should not pronounce as a pha, pha,
palam is the same pala pha. That's a small p, not p, right? It's
fa,
fa.
It will not be equal to fa, no? Fa.
It's ph, yeah, fa is...
Yeah, you're right, Mahodaya. You have to say pa, pa. You have to stress the pa. It's not fa, it is pa.
Pa.
It's not fa, it is pa.
Pa,
pa. Okay. Pa, pa. Just like you say ka, ka. So this is pa, pa.
Yeah,
one more thing I'll say. Ka means ka, pa, it's alpa prana. They say alpa prana because you don't use a lot of air, right? Prana. Kha means maha prana. Pa, maha prana. Okay, that's how we call in Sanskrit. Alpa prana, maha prana. This is maha prana. Okay? Henakam. Okay, got it? Avagatam?
One other thing, ma'am. It is, yeah, Mahaprana got it. It, I mean, we'll have to pronounce it as halam. But do we also have its pronunciation of F-A in Sanskrit? Like pa, F-A? Or it's ideally to be said as pa and not fa?
Right, Bhagini, there is no fa. It is always pa.
Okay, sir.
Okay. Yeah, pa, pa. So this is penakam.
Penakam means a soap. So, soap bar. Penakam.
Penakam.
Nanakam.
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 Coin.
Upanetram.
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 Upanetram. Means sunglasses. Glasses. Not the sunglasses. It's any kind of glasses. Upanetram. Bhojanagraham.
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 Dining room. Charanam.
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 This is also like a padam. Padaha. See, did you see it's the same meaning in this word? It is charanam. This is a neuter gender word. Charanam. But padaha, since it is a aha, it is a masculine gender word. Pullingaha. So that's how the difference is. It depends on the word, how the word ends. Charanam. Peshakam.
Peshakam.
Peshakam. Means grinder. Grinder. Peshakam. Udagrayanam.
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 Udagrayanam. Udagrayanam.
Udagrayanam. Helicopter.
Udagrayanam.
Udagrayanam.
What's that map?
Udagrayanam.
Helicopter. Helicopter.
Helicopter. Helicopter. Okay.
Udagrayanam.
Gruham.
Gruham.
Gruham. Means how?
Graham.
Gruham.
Graham.
Gruham. Not graham. Graham means planet. But this is Gruham.
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 Gruham. Gruham.
Mishrakam.
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 Mishrakam. Mishrakam. Mishrakam.
Mishrakam.
Mishrakam.
Mishrakam.
Vyadharanam.
Vyadharanam.
Vyadharanam. Vyadharanam. This seasoning.
Vyadharanam. Vyadharanam.
Vyadharanam.
What is it, ma'am?
Seasoning. Seasoning. For any salads or even for any curries, you do some seasoning. Right?
Like how that's we say, ogarane.
Exactly. Yes. That's how it came. Bhagini, in other languages, it just changes and takes some different shape, but this is the origin. Oh. Yep, you're right.
Vyagharanam.
Vyagharanam.
Yutakam.
Yutakam. Yutakam.
Yutakam means shirt. Yutakam. Yutakam. दन्तफेनकम्
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 टूथपेस्ट्
रेलयानम्
Vanam, everybody knows, right? Vanam, any garden or forest. Kankatam.
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 Kankatam. Means a comb. It's a comb.
Kankatam.
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 Kangi. Kankatam.
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 Now, how is it written by in the book? I'm not able to figure out what is it after ka, I mean, between ka and tam. How is
it
written?
Yeah, like this is a kavarga, right? It's not like any other language. In other language, you put a dot, right? In Hindi or any regional languages, Kankatam or Kankanam, you put a dot, right? Here, what you have to do at Kavarga, ka, ka, ga, ga, nga. You have to write nga, okay. Then that ka is at the bottom.
Okay.
That's how you write Sanskritam.
Okay.
Yeah, we can go over all that. First, we are stressing on spoken, right? But this parallelly, we have to do this. We can spend some time about how to write this. That is like a lekhana niyamam, means how you write in Sanskrit is little bit different. It's not just dot, but that varga, you have to use the last letter, like nga, nasal, you have to use that. And that kankatam, that's how it is. Yeah, kankatam. Okay? Avagatam? If you want to... Bhagini. Kankanam.
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 Kankanam. Yeah, you can again see here the same, right? Kankanam. They have written
Kankanam.
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 Basic question, ma'am. Sorry if I am disturbing here. Whatever we are ending as a is a napumsaka linga, right? So the first thing we have seen Ramam or Krishnam. But it is a pullinga, right?
No. Ramaha, Krishnaha. Ramam, Krishnam, it's a different, when you use it in a different way. We are not there yet. But when you say, when you identify, it is Ramaha.
Ramaha,
Krishnaha. Yeah, that is like a Raha Ramaha. When you just...
Okay?
When you are identifying an object, it's Ramaha. Kankanam. Okay? So that Ramam and all, don't worry about it right now. Okay? It will come.
Kankanam.
Kankanam. Patram.
Patram.
Patram. It's a letter or anything. Yeah. Any envelope, whatever. Patram. Patram. Sanganakam.
Sanganakam.
Computer. Sanganakam. Ganakayantra, you have heard, right? Ganakayantra is the Sanganakam. Yeah. The computer. Sanganakam. Sanganakam. Sanganakam.
Sanganakam.
So we this is what is akarantaha pullinga shabda. This is right? Ending. Till now we did ending, right? So it's akaranta napunsakalinga shabda, right? We went all over the akaranta wherever it ended these are neuter gender words. Okay, that's what we can just we can go over once and we can ask satetat. See, when it is far, it's tat. Like that, imagine that aeroplane is far away, okay? You are pointing your hand, okay? For example, Hindi, wo, okay? Wo, tat. Tat, kim. Kim means, in napunsakalinga, kim, what is it? It's kim in napunsakalinga. Tat, kim. Tat, kim.
Tat, kim.
Tat. Vimanam. Tat vimanam. Tat kim?
Tat vimanam.
Tat vimanam.
Tat vimanam.
Tat vimanam.
Tat kim?
Tat pustakam.
Tat pustakam.
Tat pustakam.
Tat pustakam. Tat pustakam. Tat kim?
Tat lokayanam.
Lokayanam.
Tat lokayanam.
Tat lokayanam. Tat kim?
Tat netram. Tat netram.
Tat netram.
Tat netram.
Tat kim? Tat nayanam.
Tat kim? Tat nayanam.
Tat nayanam.
Okay. So now the small hand. Okay, it's nearby. This is nearby. So etat. Okay, nearby is etat.
Etat
kim?
Etat kim?
Etat vyajanam.
Etat. Vyajanam. Etat vyajanam.
Etat kim? Etat vyajanam. Etat kim?
Etat kim? E urukam.
Etat
urukam. Etat urukam. It's like a trouser, pajama. Etat urukam.
Tat kim?
Tat kim? Tat kim?
Pushpam.
Tat pushpam.
Tat pushpam.
Tat pushpam.
Tat pushpam.
Tat pushpam. Tat pushpam.
Tat pushpam.
Etat kim?
Etat kim?
Etat patram.
Etat patram.
Patram means leaf also for envelope or letter also we have used patram.
Yeah, we can use it for that also, right? Patram, patram. Yeah, this also patram parnam. Yes, yes. Etat dalam.
Etat parnam.
Etat dalam. Etat parnam. Etat patram.
Pushpam.
Samichanam. Uttamam. Tat kim?
Tat kim? Tat jalam.
Tat jalam.
Jalam.
Tat jalam.
Tat jalam.
Tat jalam.
एतत् किम्
एतत् किम्
एतत्
वातायनम्
वातायनम्
एतत्
वातायनम्
एतत् वातायनम्
एतत् वातायनम्
वातायनम् विंडो इट्स अ विंडो वातायनम्
विंडो वातायनम्
या वातम् मीन्स गाळि ए
ओके वातायनम् इज विंडो
विंडो या द्वारम् मीन्स् डोर् एवरिबडि द्वारम् एतत् किम्
एतत् नगरम्
एतत् नगरम्
एतत् नगरम्
एतत् किम्
तत् किम् उत्तमम् तत् किम्
तत् किम्
सेवफलम्
तत् सेवफलम् तत् सेवफलम् एतत् किम्
एतत्
द्राक्षाफलम्
एतत् द्राक्षाफलम्
एतत् द्राक्षाफलम् उत्तमम्
एतत् किम् एतत् द्राक्षाफलम्
तत्
तत् किम्
तत् किम्
तत् नारङ्गफलम्
तत् नारङ्गफलम्
नारङ्गफलम्
तत् नारङ्गफलम्
तत्
तत् किम्
तत् कदलीफलम्
तत् कदलीफलम्
तत् कदलीफलम्
तत् कदलीफलम्
किम् तत्
एतत् किम् एतत् आम्रफलम्
एतत्
आम्रफलम्
आम्रफलम्
तत् किम्
तत्
भोजनम्
तत् किं तत् भोजनम्
तत् किं तत् भोजनम् एतत् किम्
एतत् किम्
एतत् पयोहिमम्
एतत् पयोहिमम्
एतत् पयोहिमम्
एतत् पयोहिमम्
तत्
किम्
तत् फेनकम्
तत् फेनकम्
तत् फेनकम्
तत् किम् तत् फेनकम्
एतत् किम्
एतत्
एतत् किम्
एतत्
एतत् नाणकम्
एतत् नाणकम्
एतत्
एतत्
एतत् नाणकम्
तत् किम् तत् उपनेत्रम्
तत् उपनेत्रम्
उपनेत्रम्
तत् उपनेत्रम्
तत् उपनेत्रम्
Upanetram. But we have to use only Upanetram for glasses, no? We cannot use Nayanam here, no?
No, Nayanam is just eyes, right?
Eyes.
Upanetram.
Upanetram.
But
still, yeah, but the word, yeah. But Upanetram is like, yeah. The whole
Nayanam
word is
Netram.
Upanetram.
Netram, yes.
Yeah, Upanetram is a one complete word, so you can't just replace Netram, Upanetram.
Yes.
Tat kim.
Tat
kim.
Tat
bhoj graham.
Bhojana graham.
Tat bhojana graham.
Bhojana
graham.
Bhojana
graham.
Tat bhojana graham.
Tat bhojana graham.
Tat kim.
Tat kim.
Tat kim.
Tat
charanam.
Tat charanam.
Tat charanam. Tat kim.
Tat
peshakam.
Tat
peshakam.
Tat peshakam.
Tat peshakam. Tat peshakam.
Tat
kim.
Tat udya. Udya graha. Graya.
Udaya.
Grayanam.
Udgrayanam.
Udgrayanam.
Tat udgrayanam.
Etat kim.
Etat kim.
Etat kim. Etat
graham. Etat
graham.
Etat
graham.
Gruham.
Etat
gruham.
Gruham.
Etat kim.
Etat kim.
Etat mishrakam.
Mishrakam. Etat mishrakam.
Etat mishrakam. Etat mishrakam.
Mishrakam is like a mixer, mixy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mixture.
Etat kim.
Etat vyadharam.
Etat vyadharam. Etat vyadharam.
Vyadharanam.
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 Mahapranav gal.
Vyagharanam.
Mahapranam. Gha.
Vyagharanam.
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 Tat kim.
Tat yutakam.
Tat yutakam.
Tat yutakam.
Tat yutakam.
Etat kim.
Etat.
Etat danta phenakam.
Etat danta phenakam.
Etat danta
phenakam.
Etat danta phenakam.
Danta phenakam.
Etat danta phenakam. Tat kim.
Tat kim.
Tat
relayanam.
Tat relayanam.
Relayanam.
Etat kim.
Etat
vanam. Etat vanam.
Etat vanam.
Vanam.
Etat vanam. Tat kim.
Tat kim.
Tat kim. Tat
kankatam.
Tat kankatam.
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 Tat kankatam.
Etat kim.
Etat kim. Etat kankanam. Kankanam.
Kankanam. Etat kankanam.
Tat kim.
Tat patram.
Tat patram.
Tat patram.
Tat patram. Tat patram.
Tat patram.
Etat kim.
Etat kim. Etat
sanganakam. Etat
sanganakam.
Sanganakam.
Etat sanganakam. Etat sanganakam.
Etat
sanganakam. Etat sanganakam. So I had given a homework. I don't know whether you saw the email I sent after the class. So everybody got a chance to go to the dictionary and check.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Oh, very good. So, any questions you had, or could you find everything?
Yes, we could find everything, but it would be nice if you could go over each word, because there were questions for a few words.
Okay. You can just give me the words. What was the first one?
Head.
First word was head. Shira.
Okay, you could play around. That is great, Bhagini. You spend time on it. It's very good. So, I cannot.
Shira.
You choose one answer, any one answer, others.
Just click on something. I don't know what's happening.
It has come down. No, I think we can translate. Yeah.
Yeah, we can say Shiraha. I don't know.
Shiraha. Okay, Shiraha.
Shira head. And what was the other one?
Shoulder.
Next word, shoulder. Kandaha.
Okay, so if you are familiar with this, we can just go over the slide.
Yes, we can.
For some reason, it's not moving for me. We can do this. Mastakam also, it will come, right? Did you notice that there are many synonyms? It will come. Mastakam also is one of them. Okay, mastakam. So what else you had?
So brain is mastika, right?
Mastishka.
That's confusion, because Some words has multiple, I mean, some English words has multiple synonyms. Is it buddhi or mastika for brain?
Buddhi is not brain, right? Buddhi is like intelligence or something like that. Brain is a part, right? Mastishka.
Part is a brain.
Mastishka.
Mastishka.
What is the word for year? For year in Sanskrit?
Karna.
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 So it's running very slow for me for some reason. I don't know. Come. See, mastiska. Can you see or?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Mastiska. Nasika is nose, right? Nasika. Okay?
Nasika.
Kapolaha, cheek. Kapolaha, cheek.
Kapolaha, cheek.
Yes. Mukham is mouth. Mukham. Griva means neck. This part. Griva is neck. Karnaha, you know, right? Karnaha. Netram.
Netram. Yeah.
Bruhu. Bruhu means eyebrows. Bruhu.
Bruhu.
Lalatam means this, forehead, lalatam. Keshaha, you know, right? Hair, keshaha.
Yeah.
Chibukam means this part.
Chin
part, this chin. Part, this chibukam. Okay, and mukham inside. What was the prashna Siva?
What is forehead? Forehead?
Lalatam.
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 So some words look a little different, like, you know, from the, there was a song also, there was a link to a little nursery song that you had put.
Yes. There are a lot of, you know, did you see that? Did you see, look at that song?
Yes, I did look at it. I saw it, and that's why for forehead, as for those children, I wrote Bhalam.
Yeah. Those are all synonyms. That's okay. That is okay. Okay, Lalatam, you might have seen it from shlokas and all, you see this, Lalatam. Some shlokas, they,
in the rhymes, it is, I think, simple words are used. No, for cheek also.
Yes, for kids, right? Yeah.
Yeah, in the rhymes, the cheek is having a synonym of gal love.
Yeah, there are a lot of, for children, or if it is rhymes, there are a lot of, like, synonyms. You will get to know that. So that is not a worry, don't worry. Chinta nasti. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Agre sarama vava. Let's move forward.
Uh-huh.
Mukham. Mukham. All the mouth parts. Dantaha. Dantaha. Teeth. Tooth. Dantaha is tooth. Jivva is a tongue. Jivva. Oshto means, it's a bahuvachan, I don't know why they give it. Oshtaha, it's the lips. Oshto. Okay, adaraha means lip, adaraha, it's also adaraha. Lip. This is like bahuvachan they have given, both the lips.
Jivva is a tongue, but the throat, it is not, throat is different, no, it is not.
No. Kantaha is throat. Here it's only mouth, this part they have given.
Correct.
And here Griva means this part. Griva outside, outside like neck. Inside is throat is kantaha.
Aya Griva.
Okay. Griva. So, deha, shariram. Deha, atva, shariram. Deha is a pullinga word, right? You can recognize now, right?
Yeah.
Pullinga shabdaha. Shariram, napunsaka limga shabdaha, right? both are same body. So they have given some parts here. Hastaha, right? Hastaha.
Hastaha.
Karamulam. Karamulam means here, beginning of the hand, like this area, they say karamulam. Mulam means the origin, right? So, karamulam.
Karamulam.
Bahuhu. Bahuhu is a shoulder. Skandaha. Skandaha, maybe you have seen in the dictionary, right? Skandaha means shoulder here.
Right. Skandaha means shoulder and arm means bahu.
Arm. Vakshasthalam. Vakshasthalam means this chest area. Vakshasthalam. You might have seen in some shokas and all for Vishnu and all. Vakshasthalam. Vakshasthalam. Udaram. Stomach area.
Udaram.
Right? Uh-huh. Stomach area. Nabihi means nabihi.
Nabhi. Navel?
Yeah, nabi. Nabi, navel area. Yes.
Udaram.
Katihi. Katihi means waist.
Katihi means waist.
Waist. Okay. So you can just go over this when you have a chance. I will send the link to the slides, right? So you can go over and make. And you did a good job of going to the dictionary. That's very good. So that's how you have to use the dictionary way a lot. So you will get familiar with the words. Hastaha karamulam. Hastaha karamulam. Bahuhu. Udaram. Nabihi. Nabihi.
Nabihi.
Kurparaha. We missed this. Kurparaha. Elbows, right? It's the elbow. Kurparaha. Skandaha. Skandaha means, yeah, the shoulder area. Vakshasthalaha. Vakshasthala is chest area. Asha. Katihi. Katihi means waist. Katihi means waist. So hastaha. Hasta, they have just given a hasta explanation. Nakham. Nakham means nails. Nakham. Anguli. Anguli. Anguli means finger.
Finger.
Anguli, finger.
Anguli mala.
Anguli. Padaha. We have seen padaha, leg. Uruhu. These are the parts of the different parts of the leg also. They have just explained. You don't have to memorize everything. It's just you know the words. Okay. Uruhu. Uruhu means like a thigh area. Uruhu. Janu. Janu means a
knee.
Yeah, it's a knee. Guttaha. Gutta means ankle, ankle area. Guttaha is ankle area. Charanam, you know, padaha. Charanam. So kapalaha. Kapalaha means whole that skeleton of the head. Kapalaha. Asti. Asti means bone. Any bone. Asti.
Asti means bone. Uh-huh.
Asti. Kapalaha means a head. It's a whole head. Hridayam. Hridayam. Heart.
Hridayam. Heart.
Hridayam.
Heart.
Hridayam. Heart. Mastishkam. Mastishkam is brain. Mastishkam is brain. Kantaha. Throat.
Kantaha. Throat.
Kantaha. Throat. Yeah. So these are you are okay with this, right? Now pullinga sarvanama shabdaha. These are pullinga shabdaha. Saha, eshaha, kaha, right? Saha is far. When it is far, he is far, right? Eshan pullinga. Eshaha, when it is nearby, kaha is who, masculine. Saha kaha, eshaha kaha. So till now we did overview of the and napunsakalingam tat
tat tat and
etat and tat kim etat kim. So like napunsalinga napunsakalinga sarvanama shabdaha. Those are all neuter gender pronouns. So we covered that. Prashnaah santi va?
No question.
Bhagini.
Eka nimisham. I wanted to share something also, like can you see now? Okay, ekam katham kurmaha. Let's just this is a very simple story. I'll just read, you will understand. First I will just read, just pay attention, and I think most of you can read, right? Just read along with me. I will do a small katha. Okay. Ekah kakah asti. Ekah kakah asti. Tada kakah asti. You can just listen. You don't have to. If you want to, you can repeat. Tada grishma kalah. Tada grishma kalah. Saha trishitah bhavati. Saha trishitah bhavati. Saha jalasya anveshanam karoti. Saha jalasya anveshanam karoti. Atra pashyati. Tatra pashyati, sarvatra pashyati. Kutrapi jalam eva na asti. Kutrapi jalam eva na asti. Saha sarvatra jalartham bhramati. Saha sarvatra jalartham bhramati. Kakah kashtena suduram gachati. Kakah kashtena suduram gachati. Tatra saha ekah ekam ghatam pashati. Tatra saha ekam ghatam pashati. Kakaha ativa santoshaha bhavati. Kakaha ativa santoshaha bhavati. Kintu ghate svalpam eva jalam asti. Kintu ghate svalpam eva jalam asti. Saha jalam patum na shaknoti. Saha jalam patum na shaknoti. Jalam katham pibami iti chintayati. Jalam कथं पिबामि इति चिन्तयति. सः एकम् उपायं चिन्तयति. सः एकम् उपायं चिन्तयति. शिलाखण्डान् आनयति. शिलाखण्डान् आनयति. घटे स्थापयति. घटे स्थापयति. पुनः बहुशिलाखण्डान् आनयति. पुनः बहुशिलाखण्डान् आनयति. घटे पूरयति. घटे पूरयति. जलम् उपरि आगच्छति. जलम् उपरि आगच्छति. काकस्य आनन्दः भवति. काकस्य आनन्दः भवति. काकः सन्तोषेण जलं पिबति. काकः सन्तोषेण जलं पिबति. काकः ततः स्वनीहं गच्छति. काकः ततः स्वनीहं गच्छति. सुखेन जीवनं यापयति. सुखेन जीवनं यापयति. चतुरः काकः. चतुरः काकः. अवगतं वा किञ्चित्? Did you understand little bit at least?
Yeah, I'm bugging.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, this is like just a simple story so that you will just get just a flavor of how the simple language works. Okay, that's the only purpose of this story. This is in very simple words. They have katha, you know, right? It's a story. Katha ekaha kaka asti, right? There was a crow. You know this story. Anyway, most of people know this story. Kaka tada grishmakala. Grishmakala means summer, right? Tada grishmakala. Saha trishita bhavati. Trishita means thirsty. He becomes thirsty.
Here, saha means far, not far. That is, this is different, no? Sa.
What is that?
Sa.
Saha means he. Saha is he.
Saha kaha, we went over that, right?
Correct. Here, it is not far, no? It is here, he. We are noting crow here.
Yeah. He is, yeah. Saha kaha, he. It is just saying he.
He.
Yeah, he, trashita, he becomes thirsty. Saha trashita bhavati.
Saha.
Here you don't worry too much about it. We are just giving the flavor. You don't have to know everything now.
It is like saying this crow or that crow, you know. So in the story it is saha, that.
That crow becomes thirsty. You can get like.
Okay, so can somebody say the next line, what it means? Just read it slowly.
Saha.
Mahodaya, Bhavan Karotu, Sundareshan Mahodaya, Prayatnam Karotu.
Saha Jalasya Anveshanam Karoti.
Uttamam. Artham Kim, can you explain?
He is searching for water.
Uttamam.
Very good. Next, somebody else do the next line.
Milinda Mahodaya.
Atra Pashyati.
Atra Pashyati.
Can you try to say what it means?
Just like, you can just guess.
I'm not sure.
See, atra pashyati means sees. Atra pashyati, tatra pashyati, sarvatra pashyati means he looks here, he looks there, he looks everywhere, something like that.
Everywhere.
He looks here.
Yeah, we didn't cover it. Just trying to see if you can, you know, try to, figure out. Atra Pashyati, he looks here. Atra Pashyati, looks there. Sarvatra means everywhere. Here, there, everywhere. That's what that Atra, Tatra, Sarvatra. We'll cover this in detail in the next within the next 2-3 classes, but this is just a first look at it.
Correct. Like grow, we have to find Atra Pashyati.
Yes. So the next one, Bhagini.
Dina Bhagini.
Dina Bhagini.
Yeah. Putrapi jala. Eva na asti.
Uttamam. Artham kim? Can you guess what or try to figure out what the...
I didn't understand what is putrapi, but jala eva na asti. I think it means he did not find water anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. Uttamam bhagini, uttamam. Kutrapi means nowhere.
Nowhere.
Jalam eva na asti. Jalam, water, eva na asti. Not there. Uttamam.
Next line also you can do.
Vidsaha sarvatsaha sarvatra jala.
Jalartham.
Brahmati. Sarva saha sarvatra jalartham brahmati. Water was finished everywhere. Is that what it means?
Saha sarvatra jalartham Brahmati. This is a little difficult. Sarvatra we have seen, right? Everywhere. Saha is he.
Wander?
The crow. Jalartham means for water. It is a advanced word, but it means for water.
For water.
Okay. Jalartham Brahmati. He goes around.
Brahmanam karoti. Brahmanam means like mood.
He desperately searched for water.
Yeah, he is searching everywhere for water. Sarvatra means everywhere.
Kakaha.
Who else? Rajini Bhagini. Oh, you cannot read, right?
Ma'am, if somebody can read, I can tell the meaning.
Kakaha. Yeah, kakaha kashtena suduram gachati. Kakaha kashtena suduram gachati.
The crow with difficulty went ahead searching.
Okay, something like suduram means the duram gachati. Suduram means duram. Gachati far. Means it goes.
It's
far. Kashtena means with difficulty. It goes.
With difficulty, it goes away.
Okay. Tatra saha ekam ghatam pashyati. Tatra saha ekam ghatam pashyati.
There he saw one pot.
Uttamam. Very good.
Very good. Ghatam we know. Pashyati means now we know a little bit. Okay. Tatra.
Yeah.
One, he sees a pot. Okay.
That is pot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who next? Sundareshan Mahodaya. Can you do the next line?
Kakaha ativa Sandesha
Santoshaha
Santoshaha, sorry, Santoshaha bhavati. After seeing the pot, now crow becomes happy.
Uttamam. Kakaha ativa santoshaha bhavati.
Very happy.
Ativa means very.
Very happy.
Yeah.
Very good. Can you do the next line also?
Kintu gate gal galpam swalpa, sorry, swalpam eva jalam asti. So he found in the pot a little water.
Uttam. But yeah, but ghate svalpam eva jalam asti.
Svalpam eva jalam.
But he found only little water in the pot.
Little water.
Next, Milinda Mahodaya, can you try the next line?
Yeah. Saha jalam patum na shakroti.
Yeah, this is also a little difficult, but you can try if you...
Yeah, you can try guessing, you know, that story, right? Saha jalam patum na shakroti.
Patum na shakroti. Patum na shakroti. So he...
I think he could not reach.
Patum.
Drinking.
Unable
to drink.
Yeah, it's a form of drinking.
Water.
Okay.
So he could not drink the water. Saha jalam patum na shaknoti. Na shaknoti means not possible.
Not reachable. Not possible.
So it was not possible for him to drink the water. Saha jalam patum na shaknoti. It is shaknoti. It's not very clear, but it is shaknoti.
It's a na, na, the under ka, it's a na, half na, it is shaknoti.
Oh, okay. Okay, shaknoti. No, it's na. Okay. Shaknoti.
Shaknoti. Na shaknoti is not possible.
Got it. Jalam.
Okay, please do the next line also.
Yes. Jalam katham pibami iti chintayati.
Uttamam.
For water katham pibami.
Pibami. Jalam katham pibami
iti chintayati. So he was worried how to drink water.
Uttamam. Yeah. How will I drink? He thinks.
The water, how they are drinking.
Jalam katham pibami iti chintayati. He thinks, and within quotations, how will I drink the water? Jalam katham pibami iti chintayati.
Next line also you can do.
Saha ekam upayam chintayati. Saha ekam upayam. So idea chintayati. So he started thinking, how do I...
He got, no, ekam upayam. So he idea. Got one idea.
He thought of one idea.
He thinks of one idea.
Uttama.
Uttama. Uttama. Bina Bhagini, next.
Ekam upayam.
Ekam.
Shilakhandan ana.
Shilakhandanu.
Khandana.
Shilakhandan anayati.
Shilakhandan anayati. Shilakhandan.
Khandan is
super. I think it means he brought a stone.
Shilakhandan means it is a plural which we haven't seen yet, but that's what it means. Shilakhandan anayati. He brings few stones.
Stones.
Okay. Anayati is brings. Anayati. Shilakhandan. Anayati. So it is time now. We have reached the end. Any questions so far on this?
Na Magodaya.
So like this slowly, you know, when you try to, you have to stretch your capabilities. That is the only way to learn.
But don't worry about this story. This is just a sample, just to give you an idea.
Yeah, if you don't understand, no worries, because you are still at the basic. You know, you have gone ahead like 4 or 5 classes in reading this story. So the fact that you can understand so much itself is very good. You know, so don't worry if you don't remember the what is for nose or mouth or, you know, as you keep practicing, it will become clearer and you will see there is a lot of similarity with Indian languages. So if you know, like, for example, Kannada or Hindi or, you know, any Marathi, any Marathi, language, you see there is a lot of similarity. The words you use have all originated from Sanskrit. So you will be able to make the connection.
Correct. So in fact, yeah, in the story, in the beginning itself, English also no, and upper, everything is related to Sanskrit.
Yeah. So the one thing I would suggest is if you can spend like about 10-15 minutes, you know, just go over what we have covered. So it will be a little fresher in your mind.
Yeah.
And if you have any questions, next class we can address. And at the same time, use that website, spokensanskrit.org. And you can have you can do the translation English to Sanskrit or Sanskrit to English if you want to find some words. So that way you will become, you know, more familiar.
Okay. And I will send out the class recording and some simple homework. Everybody has done everything. So thank you for that. So that's how you'll learn and continue. So I will send out an email after with the recording and everything if you want to. And I will attach all the slides we did and the katha and all the information, okay? So we can end with the Shanti Mantra. We can all sing together.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha. Sarve Santu Niramayaha. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Ma Kaschit Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
धन्यवाद. धन्यवाद.